You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police report the arrest of Roshan Huey, age 34 of 1311 Apple, who was booked on a warrant for aggravated assault with a firearm, along with a hold placed by the Department of Probation and Parole. City Police report the arrest of Dexter Walker, age 44, of 200 Syrup Mill Road, who was booked for attempted bank fraud. City Police report the arrest of Latasha Biddle, age 27, listed as homeless, who was booked for theft, and Thaddeus Smith, age 43, of Gibsland, was booked for principal to theft. City Police booked a motorist for aggravated flight from an officer, resisting an officer, reckless operation, simple criminal damage to property, speeding, driving left of center, no turn signal, and an outstanding bench warrant. The arrest came after the pursuit of a vehicle that started early Saturday morning on West Street and ended with a vehicle crash at the intersection of High and Creighton Streets, with the driver fleeing on foot. The suspect was later apprehended at a location on W.R. Reeder Street shortly after 1 a.m. Saturday morning. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports an arrest for being a fugitive from Bossier Parish, another arrest for failure to appear. Spring Hill Police report the arrest of Larry Reese, age 64, of Farmerville, who was booked on 3 counts of distribution of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, meth. The suspect was taken into custody in Union Parish and later transported to Bayou Dorchie Correction Center. And Cotton Valley Police report an arrest on outstanding traffic warrants. Today, becoming sunny with a high near 80, east wind 5 miles an hour. 20% chance for showers overnight, low 62, east wind, gust to 20 miles an hour. For Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers, high near 80, south wind 5 miles an hour. Cloudy Wednesday night, low 58, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. A 20% chance for a shower Thursday, high 81, 80% Thursday night, low 57, and that's the forecast. The highlight of the March meeting of the Minden City Council Monday was the appointment of several new positions. The City Council voted unanimously to appoint former Dixieian Fire Chief Brian Williams of the Webster Office of Homeland Security as the new City of Minden Fire Department Chief. Other appointments include Tyler Wallace as Director of Public Works, Zeta Williams as Director of Parks and Recreation, Sarah Overall to the Minden Main Street Program Downtown Development Commission, filling the unexpired term of Lauren Davidson, whose term will expire September 9th. The council awarded a bid for a street improvement project to the lowest qualified bidder, Benton and Brown, with a bid of $1.4 million. Property at 422 East Union in District B, belonging to the Helen Drake estate, was declared condemned and was ordered to be demolished with all structures on the lot be cleaned within 30 days. The council passed an ordinance to abandon the west 14 by 50 foot section of an alley running from Elm Street to Center Street in the Goode Annex. An ordinance to abandon a 50 foot underdeveloped street right-of-way with cul-de-sac that runs alongside lots in the Drake subdivision, and an ordinance that amends rules set forth in an ordinance to set an occupational licensing fee for $100 for all mobile food vendors. The city currently been charging $200. Two cooperative endeavor agreements were also entered into, one with the Junior Service League of Minden to provide facilities for the Junior Service League at 715 Park Highway, the Girl Scout Hut. In exchange for the use, the Junior Service League will provide utilities to the property, as well as keep in full force a liability insurance policy. Also, between the city and the Webster Sheriff's Office, for the Sheriff's Office to collect ad valorem taxes in exchange for a payment of $18,000. A speed limit change was agreed upon by the council on a portion of Country Club Circle, the portion that runs between Louisville Road and Braeburn Glen Drive, currently has inconsistent speed limits posted. On Country Club Circle, the speed limit for those driving from Braeburn Glen toward Louisville Road is posted as 35 miles an hour, while the speed limit driving from Lewisville Road toward Braeburn Glen is 25. Upon a recommendation from Michael Roy, City Councilman District D, the city suggests the speed limit be changed to reflect the speed of 25 miles per hour of the portion of Country Club that runs between Lewisville Road and Braeburn Glen. City Clerk Michael Fleur presented the budget financial report for January. January sales tax collected was $673,000, a 20% increase over the previous year total. Total cash balance in the bank for the city is $23 million, down from the previous month of $23.3 million. The next scheduled meeting for the City Council is April 3rd. Webster Parish Police Jury meetings begin at 9 o'clock this morning at the Courthouse Annex with the Road Committee meeting at 9 a.m., followed by a Finance Committee meeting. The regular meeting starts at 10:30 in the Police Jury Meeting Room in the Courthouse Annex. On the agenda, appointment of Emmett Jones to reappoint to the Evergreen Fire District for a two-year term that expires December 31, 2024, and to reappoint J.D. Rudisill to a three-year term on Webster Fire District 3, starting March 1, 2023, expiring March 1, 2025. And we'll also hear various comments and reports. The meetings are open to the public. A meeting of the Bossier City Council is scheduled for today, 3 o'clock at Bossier City Hall. On the agenda, open sealed bids for traffic street demolition. Appropriate $350,000 for upgrades to the Brookshire's Grocery Arena. Update an ordinance for motor vehicle noise. Approve an application from Jeff Rayleigh for an amendment to change a classification of land from heavy industrial to business commercial for Beckett Street for additional education space for First Baptist Bossier. Also, an application from David Holland for the changing of a zoning of land from residential low density to residential medium density on Leon Street in Bossier City. An application from Matt Abrams to change a tract of land from residence low density to business commercial office on Cox Street in Bossier City. An application from Erica Gillum for the sale of high and low content alcohol at 409 Barksdale Boulevard. Authorize the mayor to execute an endeavor agreement with the Caddo Bossier Parish's Port Commission, an agreement between Bossier City and Prepaid Technologies for prepaid payroll card services, an agreement between the mayor and CG6 Technology for professional services. Placed in the official amendments, the appointment of John Michael Garcia as the College List board member on the Bossier City Police Civil Service Board. The annual bass tournament sponsored by Sibley Fire Department is scheduled for March 25th on Lake Bistineau. Registration will be Friday, March 24th from 5 till 8 p.m. at Sibley Town Hall. Entry fee is $100 per team. Weigh-in will take place at 3 p.m. that afternoon at Port Bistineau. For information, call 540-4619 or 401-0245 or 382-3333, or you can mail your form with check to Sibley Fire Department, P.O. Box 309, Sibley, Louisiana, 71073, or contact any member of Sibley Fire Department. Revival services will be held tonight at 7 o'clock at the House of Faith Ministry at 501 Carolina Street. The pastor is Joshua Williams, Sr. Guest speaker will be Cordell Hamilton of From Bondage to Freedom Ministries. Funeral service for Robert James Hill is scheduled for 11 o'clock today at Mount Calm Baptist Church. Burial will be in Mount Olive Cemetery. Funeral service for Patricia Carol Orr is scheduled for 10 o'clock Wednesday in the Roseneath Chapel with Alicia Nichols officiating. Burial will be in Cotton Valley Cemetery. Visitation will be at 5 p.m. today in the Roseneath Funeral Home. Survivors include a son, Benjamin Orr of Minden, two sisters, including Christy Nix of Spring Hill, and two brothers, Timmy Dillard of Rocky Mount, Donnie Dillard of Cotton Valley, and two grandchildren, also survive. And services for Lewis Hamilton Sr., age 84, are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday in the 14th District Building. Burial will be in the old Castor Cemetery. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. A reminder on the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will automatically have a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a 2004 Expedition 3500, a registered English Mastiff dog for $500, and a four-wheeler trailer for $500, all for sale at 390-2167. Once again, 2004 Eddie Bauer Edition Expedition for sale, asking $3,500. A registered English Mastiff dog for $500, and a four-wheeler trailer for $500. Call 390-2167. Wanted a small refrigerator. Call 510-9441. Wanted a small refrigerator at 510-9441. 9441. Wanted a leather couch. Call 9778. Wanted a leather couch. 9778. For sale, a 5-piece sectional, a dining table with a bench, and a queen size mattress with box spring. And they have some items they will just give away. For information, you'll need to call 518-2432. That's for sale, a 5-piece sectional, a dining table with bench, a queen-size mattress and box spring, and some items he'll just give away. 518-2432. For sale, a set of 4 truck tires, their size 265-70R17, along with a trampoline for sale, and 2 pair of insulated waterproof boots. Call 510-5557. That's for sale, 4 truck tires in size 265-70R17, plus a trampoline and 2 pair of insulated waterproof boots, 510-5557. Correct an item earlier. We have the 5-piece sectional dining table with bench and the queen size mattress. It's all to give away. That's at 518-2432. 5-piece sectional, dining table, queen size mattress. It's all to give away. 518-2432. Wanted a vehicle for around $1,000 price at 532-7943. Wanted a vehicle with a price range of around $1,000. Call 532-7943. For sale, an entertainment center, $60 at 299-0943. Entertainment center for sale, $60 at 299-0943. A lift chair for sale for $200. Call 423-8861. That's a lift chair for sale. $200, 423-8861. For sale, a laptop computer. 517-9846. They have a laptop computer for sale. Call 517-9846. A room available for rent for $300 a month and bills are paid, and wanted a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. Call 639-9340. That's a room for rent, $300 a month, bills paid, and wanted a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. 639-9340.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.